This week, Johann Sebastian Bach would turn 327 years old. On this week's News and Views, we consider this musical icon who, in his time, led a rather ordinary 18th century life. Born in 1685 into a family of musicians stretching back generations, Bach's musical training came first from his father, town musician Johann Ambrose Bach, then from his brother, organist Johann Christoph Bach, with whom 9-year-old Johann Sebastian went to live after his mother and father died. After finishing studies at a Latin school, Bach followed his family's footsteps into the music business, becoming a church organist in 1703. Temple University music professor Stephen Zohn says Bach climbed the standard music professional ladder rather quickly.
Most composers and performers worked for a municipality, say the city of Leipzig or Hamburg. You became a church musician, perhaps, and then the ultimate goal was to become a musician at a court. And Bach rose to those ranks, actually, while he was still in his 20s.
Creating music, not just playing it, was part of the job, and Bach composed the form required by whatever position he held. His early works as organist in town churches were for organ and chorus. When he moved to the court, first of the Duke of Weimar, then the Prince at Cöthen, he composed fugues and preludes, music for clavier, and concertos like the famed Brandenburg Concertos.
The story is that he put together a set of 6 concertos, all for different scorings, in fact, unique scorings. There aren't any other pieces with these scorings, for the Margrave of Brandenburg. Why? We don't really know why. But it's really a unique approach to the concerto. Here's Bach taking the concerto and exploring all the possibilities of the genre as it existed in the early 18th century.
On the next News and Views, Bach and his motets. You can hear this entire 3-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. Unlike some of his contemporaries, Bach never studied at a university, nor did he ever leave Germany. On this, the week of his 327th birthday, we look at Bach's influences and legacy. Bach's musical development reflected a combination of influences beyond the contrapuntal Germanic tradition in which he was raised. French came from lessons in secondary school. Italian elements of harmony and theme were learned when he served the Duke of Weimar. There, Bach studied and copied scores of Italians like Vivaldi, creating new arrangements for organ or harpsichord, in the process, creating his own style. In 1723, Bach went to the great musical city of Leipzig, where he stayed until his death in 1750. It was in Leipzig, where he taught and was music director of the principal churches in town, that he composed his motets. Choral Arts Society of Philadelphia and Bach Festival artistic director Matthew Glandorf says these compact a cappella choral works with sacred text set the bar high for vocal music.
They are so dense and they're so well structured, and it's like he poured all of his best self into these works. All the singers have to be of top-notch vocal quality to be able to pull it off.
Temple University music professor Stephen Zohn says Bach was a master at counterpoint.
Musicians talk about texture as if you're dealing with a cloth, but it's a good analogy because you can think of each melody as a strand in a cloth, and the more strands you have, the more dense and complex the cloth is, and that can describe music, and Bach tends to be rather dense.
On the next News and Views, the enduring appeal of the music of Bach. You can hear this entire 3-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. Bach's birthday is this week, and Philadelphia's Bach Festival takes place at the end of the month. On this week's News and Views, we look at the continuing draw of this 18th century master. Bach was a prolific composer. Among his over 1,000 works are music for organ, chorus, and instrumental ensembles, including fugues and preludes, motets, oratorios, cantatas, and concertos, whatever the job required. But what distinguished Bach from his peers was not his productivity, but the complex character of his compositions, says Temple University music professor Stephen Zohn.
He wasn't going to write music just to write it on commission. It had to be his way. It had to be complex and thoughtful and difficult to perform. And he was criticized during his lifetime for that. But that's one reason that we value his music so highly today. It wasn't just, well, I've got to write this cantata, let me see what I can dash off in half an hour.
His music can evoke a great range of emotion, drama or pure joy, and everything in between. Matthew Glandorf is the artistic director of the Choral Arts Society of Philadelphia and the Bach Festival. He points to the joyous Bach motet, Singet Dame Hern.
I've never heard anybody write such unabashedly happy music without sounding, you know, silly or trite. It's just kind of like the whole universe is just laughing and dancing at the same time.
Bach's Baroque music has been performed, transcribed, electrified, and arranged for voices and instruments in ways the 18th century musician would never have imagined. And performances of Bach's music as he wrote it still draw a crowd.
There just seems to be an absolutely universal appeal. His musical language just simply seems to reach out of the times in which he lived and speaks so directly in a timeless fashion.
The 2012 Bach Festival of Philadelphia takes place at the end of the month. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.